Hello there, folks. So a few people asked us to take a look at this these lunatics in America who've been they're purging the American school curriculum in Washington Township, I think it is, of what they regard as white supremacy, which is really just European literature and the history of Western thought. And you can see these maniacs that are like they do it with like a stupid grin and a tweet. White man asks me, I mean, is he must be a fellow white. White man asks me, who are we going to cut? Faulkner? Sophocles? I'm like, hell yes. Start with Sophocles. Out with him. I just erased a lot of boredom from your literature class. And then this week, again, another idiot. This week, dumpsters were filled with books that should have left decades ago. Washington Township Schools, I think it is, and replaced with engaging, relevant, culturally diverse literature. And I mean, this one in particular, she comes across like this brainwashed lunatic, like a young girl from the Khmer Rouge who blows people's brains out with an AK-47 because they are just dead inside. They are nothing but a sort of vessel to carry somebody else's ideology. And to the degree where they've actually gone and done it as well. They've actually filled up dumpsters with books, with Western literature. And I mean, the thing is, when you look at that, it's a quantity. What you're seeing there is a hundreds and hundreds of books which have been purged. But what you don't get is the quality of it. You're just looking at a number of books and not the weight of what's within the books. And so if you look at the book, the dumpster on the left there, you'll see Penguin Classics. They've binned the Penguin Classics are just sitting in a dump, waiting to be taken away to a landfill somewhere or just burned, ironically enough. And Penguin Classics are something close to my heart because they were cheap and you had this nice quality item for what I could get back in the day for a few pounds, and then you had these ideas and you could expand your knowledge of the world. And here's my copy of Moby Dick, for example, which is a Penguin classic, which is, probably if it's probably sitting in their dumpster. But look, just to sort of put this into perspective, what I'm trying to get across here is that they don't understand the weight of what it is. The people, their bosses do, the people higher up the food chain do know that, but these idiots don't. And so, just to read the blurb on the back of Moby Dick, it says, in part, Moby Dick is the story of an eerily compelling madman pursuing an unholy war against a creature as vast and dangerous and unknowable as the sea itself. But more than just a novel of adventure, more than an encyclopedia of whaling lore and legend, the book can be seen as part of its author's lifelong meditation on America. Moby Dick can be read as a disorderly elegy to democracy, which Melville saw threatened on many sides by the spirit of utilitarianism, by America's accelerating pace of expansionism, and by the drive toward industrial power. Written with wonderfully redemptive humour, Moby Dick is also a profound inquiry into character, faith, and the nature of perception. And so, this is where Moby Dick will end up now. That idea that the Western kind's way of thinking about itself and understanding itself and its place in the world is now just casually tossed away into a dumpster. And this, I've just picked out one book, but there's hundreds, and this is an ongoing process. Now, what let's just take their basic argument that that we this is to prepare ourselves for the new social justice, inclusive, multicultural society. Well, okay, if the multicultural progressive society requires that we unworld ourselves like this and remove Western thought from ourselves, then I don't want it. Just on that alone, just it's not worth it. I'd rather just not have a multicultural society or social justice then. because your multicultural society and your social justice are not equivalent to Western literature. I'm not going to accept that line of that frame of thought at all. I'd rather just have Western literature and the ability to understand our place in the world than have whatever this stuff is you're bringing in. It's not worth it. But more than that, of course, is that they've done it in such an offhanded manner as well, where it's purely a quantity. It's just something on a school curriculum to be thrown in a dump and replaced with whatever garbage they're coming up with. And so we are losing our ability to understand our own place in the world and our own history, and it's not even met with a symbolic celebration or a bonfire. It's met with just a box tick like this, and just some number on a list to be crossed off. And I was going to do a separate video on it, but it's in John David Ebert's. I pulled this off his Twitter timeline a few days ago, and they were talking about this, the destruction of forms, what postmodernism does. I mean, in this case, it's actually cultural Marxism, but generally speaking, the destruction of all higher ideals and all traditional forms, and this obviously plays into that. This is where you end up. So this sort of sad, shambolic insect creature is what that creates. And he is now blinded because he can't understand the world. He doesn't have a frame to understand the world unless it's cultural Marxism, which is, if he's European, which is guilt-tripping him. But for his own ontology, his own place in the world has been removed. And metaphysically, European man will be left to scratch around in the dirt, looking blinded and looking for some form from a previous era, because everything's been removed. Everything's ended up in the dumpster. It beggars belief. It really does beggar belief that they can do this in this offhanded manner. I'd rather they erected it in a gigantic funeral pyre and made at least mark the occasion that they were destroying a civilization. But in what postmodernity does is removes the gravity and the weight to everything. So it's just ticks a box tick and casually thrown into a dump. But this isn't actually, this seems like a real sort of black pill, as they saw it. But this means that there's a new form going to come into being, which Spengler predicted, and it will be harsh. It will be more harsh than these lunatics can imagine. So I'll see you later, folks.